Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with the Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, January 30th, 2021. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast brought to you by AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great legal betting site regulated in North America, covering most tracks and eligible in most states. Check it out. AmWager.com, where you can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. When you go to AmWager.com, while you're checking it out, click on How to Bet and Ellis Starr's blog. We're going to start with the Forward Gal Stakes, race 9 at Gulfstream today, part of a good card with a Triple Crown prep as well, Derby prep. Forward Gal Stakes goes to post at 3:46 p.m., and Competitive Speed and Zagil stick out as win contenders here based on recent efforts. Competitive Speed opens at 8-1, even though she won a stakes race 4 weeks ago, while Zagil opens at 7-5 from winning debut 2 weeks earlier. And the reason for the lower odds on Zagil is because Todd Bletcher trains, but the difference in probability between the two is negligible, in my opinion. Competitive Speed won the second, third, and fourth starts of her career, the last of the trio at 6.5 furlongs at Gulfstream on January 2nd, and it actually earned a field high 89 equibase speed figure, better than the 83 Zagil earned on December 20th when winning her debut by 7 lengths at 7 furlongs. Competitive Speed has improved in each start and has room to run faster, as does Zagil, of course, particularly with Fletcher having a very strong 30% win rate going back 5 years, with horses breaking their maidens last time out in their debut. Back-to-back wins off a maiden, 30% for Todd Fletcher. In the Forward Gal, race 9 at Gulfstream post 3:46, Saturday, January 30th. Win bets on Competitive Speed and Zagil at 2-1 or more. It is likely Zagil will go to post at less than 2-1 because she opens at 7-5, so we have some additional exacta plays with her on top. If they do both happen to go off at 2-1 or more, you can use a Dutching tool. It's a great tool that helps you bet, pick the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and it does the math, prorates your bets for you, and takes advantage of the opportunities. It's a free one, and AmWager, one of many perks and tools. For the exacta, two exactas here. The first is Competitive Speed and Zagil overall. Play that for a buck or two. And then Zagil overall, not because she has a higher percentage to win, but because she's much lower odds. And then doubles. There's a bunch of doubles here we're going to play. Again, the minimum's a buck. You can play it for more if you want. Race 9, Competitive Speed and Zagil. Race 10, Honey Pants, White Frost, Lioness of Brittany. The second ticket is using only Zagil in Race 9, with Honey Pants, White Frost, and Lioness of Brittany in Race 10. One more, Competitive Speed and Zagil with all. And one more, Zagil with all. And then for the pick three, the two plays here, Competitive Speed and Zagil in race 9, Honey Pants, White Frost, and Lioness of Brittany in race 10, and then in race 11, Papa 2, Prime Factor, Greatest Honor, Sitting on Go, and Awesome Jerry. And then the second pick three ticket, the one I really like, is Competitive Speed and Zagil in race 9, with all in race 10, with Greatest Honor in race 11. Race 10 at Gulfstream on Saturday, January 30th, is the Sweetest Chant Stakes with a post of 4:18 Eastern. And White Frost is a maiden winner in this Grade 3 Stakes for 3-year-old fillies only on the grass. Bill Mott trains, and that's why I'm making her my top pick. After a 4th-place debut sprinting on dirt last summer and a 2nd-place sprinting on dirt last fall, White Frost stretched out last November to 2 turns in turf, ran very maturely when rallying from 4th when going away. Rested since then to begin her 3-year-old campaign, it's a confident placement in the stakes, but we must remember 3 others here are also coming off maiden wins, and only one of the other 7 who is not coming off a maiden win has won a stakes. To that end, the key is Mott's record with this kind of confident placement. It's really serious. He's 11-4-33, going from maiden to stakes over the last few years. 11-4-33, 1 in 3. 4 of those were on turf. I think Mott knows when the horses are ready for stakes competition early in their careers, and this is no exception. Lioness of Brittany will be the one White Frost and others have to run down to win. She's going to be all alone on the front from the start. She wired the field in a turf sprint one before last, then battled neck and neck for the early lead on Sizzling Fractions, 20.6 seconds for the first quarter before winning last time out. She's improved her last two starts, and the last out 88 Equibay speed figure is just fine because the best figure in the field is 95, earned by Conlima winning the Ginger Brew last out. But White Frost has an edge because she's not only can improve off that figure, but Conlima is an absolute need the lead type who has been routing, and White Frost is stretching out. So White Frost is going to be faster in the early stages, which puts Conlima in an uncomfortable position and makes her vulnerable as the favorite. Because she's bred to run two turns just fine, I think Lioness of Brittany must be respected opening at 10-1. And Honey Pants rounds out the contender. She couldn't catch loose on the lead Conlima and Ginger Brew, rallying from 5th to 2nd anyway as Conlima got away. But there's a much different pace scenario in this case for Conlima, so Honey Pants has every right to rally and win. In the Swedish Chant, race 10 at Gulfstream, Saturday, January 30th, post 4:18. Win bets on White Frost and Lioness of Brittany at 3-1 or more. And if Honey Pants is 3-1 or more, you can bet her to win, but that appears unlikely. And this is a perfect race, again, for using a Dutching tool, just like the free one at AmWager. If you're not a member, check it out. Take advantage of trying the Dutching tool and see how easy it is to make a bet, entering the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. For the exacta, Honey Pants, White Frost, and Lioness of Brittany over. Honey Pants, White Frost, Lioness of Brittany, Queen of the Green, Conlima, Domain Expertise, and Director's Cut. I'll say it again because we're adding more horses on the bottom. Honey Pants, White Frost, and Lioness of Brittany in first and second. And then in second also, Queen of the Green, Conlima, Domain Expertise, and Director's Cut. Doubles. Honey Pants, White Frost, and Lioness of Brittany in race 10 with Papa 2, Prime Factor, Greatest of Honor, Sitting on Go, and Awesome Jerry in race 11. That's a 3x5 ticket, so for a buck, it's just $15. And then all in race 10 with Greatest Honor in race 11. Race 11 is the feature of the Holy Bull, rode to the Florida and Kentucky Derbies, post 4:50 Eastern. And Greatest Honor sticks out here. He started his career sprinting, finished third in two races at 7 furlongs, improving nicely. And even though he regressed, he ran much better, stretched out to 9 furlongs, battling head and head, losing by a head. Then he shipped to Gulfstream, and he improved markedly at the distance of the Holy Bull and his first race at Gulfstream, rallying maturely from 7th of 9 early to win by a length and a half and improved to a field-high 104 figure. Really is a good figure, and he should improve as well. Makes him the one to beat, because even if some of the other impressive recent winners improve, they have to improve significantly to leapfrog over him. As a son of Tappet, sire of many of the top three-year-olds in recent years, like Enforceable, Hofberg, and Tacitus, Greatest Honor should only get better over the course and his sophomore campaign and gets top billing. Sitting on Go has a shot. He won his debut last summer impressively by 4 in a 5-furlong sprint, then won the Iroquois at a mile in only the second start of his career. He improved nicely to 95. It portended great things, but didn't pan out. He ran 9th in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, 6th in the Kentucky Jockey Club, was given time to mature, and it appears the time off helped him as he's been steady training at Gulfstream for over a month. Given he ran well fresh last year and ran at a mile, and that his first crop sire, Brody's Cause, has had decent success, I think Sitting on Go could run well in the Holy Bull by repeating his Iroquois effort and can be considered a contender. Papa 2 was overlooked at the Mucho Macho Man 4 weeks ago when sent to post at 20-1. Although no match for the winner, Papa 2 nevertheless finished second pretty well with an 87 figure he could improve upon. Now, still we're near the 104, the Greatest Honor earned and can improve upon, but Papa 2 still should do very well second off a 4-month layoff and must be given a look at the outcome. It's not a large knock on a bunch of these. Prime Factor and Amount come from Todd Pletcher's barn. I think they're a cut below these other two. Tarantino has been running well on turf, but his numbers don't stack up. Hero Fales won at first ask in November, but also kind of slow. So in the Holy Bull, race 11 at Gulfstream with a 450 post, as you notice from the pick threes and doubles, I really like Greatest Honor. So he's a win bet at 3-2 or more. That's a key overlay win bet. And then for a smaller amount, Papa 2 should be bet at 4-1 or more. And then for the exact, though, we're going to play Greatest Honor overall, trying to get something good in second, maybe Papa 2. And then just for a buck, we'll play Papa 2 over Greatest Honor, Prime Factor, Sitting On Go, and Awesome Jerry. Then turn that around and play Greatest Honor, Prime Factor, Sitting On Go, and Awesome Jerry over Papa 2. And then I'll try some trifectas here because I think Greatest Honor is a key. So the trifectas are, just for 50 cents probably, Greatest Honor over Papa 2, Prime Factor, Sitting On Go, and Awesome Jerry over All. And then Greatest Honor over All over Papa 2, Prime Factor, Sitting On Go, and Awesome Jerry. That covers, if Greatest Honor wins, it covers anybody coming in second with any of the four horses coming in third. And the same thing reversed, second and third. You could win it twice if two of the four run second and third. I hope you enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog at amwager.com. Go to amwager.com, How to Bet, and AllStars blog. If you're not a member, please become one at amwager.com. It's free, legal in most states, covers most tracks, and you'll really like the perks and the tools they have to offer. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.